Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A message to our people in Gaza. O you who are steadfast and posted on a battle frontier of the greatest frontiers of Islam, know that the affliction and trial you are undergoing is the road to honor in this world and degrees of elevation in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you by it to purify you and rise your rank. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Say, nothing will ever befall us except what Allah has destined for us. He is our protector. So in Allah, let the believers put their trust. Surah Tawbah, verse 51. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined what He destined for you, not against you, so that you may increase in reward and steadfastness, and that your banner may be raised amongst the nations. Know that there is no calamity that befalls the earth or yourselves, except that it was written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it came to be. As He exalted said,
مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ.
No calamity or blessing occurs on earth or in yourselves without being written in a record before we bring it into being. This is certainly easy for Allah. Surah Al-Hadid, verse 22. Let your certainty be that what passed you by was not meant to befall you, and what befell you was not meant to miss you. This is a recurring sunnah, way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the history of the believers. No people were tested and remained patient except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the earth. This affair is not far from what happened to the people of Musa alayhi salam when Pharaoh threatened,
سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ.
We will kill their sons and keep their women. We will completely dominate them. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 127. Is this description not today the state of your enemy who targets children and women and thinks that by his power he is capable against you? The people of Musa alayhi salam, who were exhausted by affliction, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِن بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا.
We have always been oppressed before and after you came to us with the message. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 129. These are words expressing weakness and long-standing pain. Then here came Musa's decisive answer, carrying Allah's promise and the glad tidings of victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قَالَ عَسَىٰ رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Perhaps your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you successors in the land to see what you will do. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 129. Thus Musa alayhi salam taught them that the path to succession and empowerment, tamkeen, is not opened except by patience under affliction, and that injustice, however severe, its end is decline, and the outcome is for the righteous. You today speak with the same tone as they did, and the answer is the same for you. Your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy your enemy and will grant you the land after them through your steadfastness, sincerity and firm stances. So be patient and persevere and remain in firm stances, for Allah's promise is true. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to regard affliction with certainty, saying to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum,
وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ.
And if they were to gather to harm you with something, they could not harm you except with something that Allah has decreed for you. What you endure is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the enemies. Your provision, rizq, your appointed time, ajal, and your ranks are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with no one else. O people of Gaza, you today stand in the stance of the Prophets alayhum salam and righteous, standing firm for the truth against tyranny. Every hardship, every wound, every martyr is provision in your balance of good deeds and elevation of your rank. Allah's companionship is with you and His victory, Nasr, is near. So be patient and steadfast and rejoice in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised of gardens and ranks and of worldly honor that is only attained through steadfastness and sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you firm, extend His support, His nasr to you, bind your hearts, make lightless in your footsteps, and grant you swift relief and a manifest victory. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.